Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show where we discuss culture, visual art, and the creative community. I'm your host, Ahmad Rowell, better known as Maddie. And thank you all for tuning in to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, where there is fresh news and smart talk all day. Feel free to visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas' website at nagb.org.bs for all current and upcoming shows, events, and programming. Also, shoot over to your mobile app store and download the Guardian Talk Radio app to ensure you have us at your fingertips and on demand. Tonight, I am joined by the Museums Association of the Caribbean's Vice President, Nyasha Warren, and Dr. Douglas Barkey, the Dean of Liberal and Fine Arts at the University of the Bahamas, one of our amazing co-hosts for the MAC conference opening this Wednesday, March 1st, 2023, under the theme, The Power of Museums, Relevancy, Advocacy, Transformation. Good evening and welcome to you both.
Good evening, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Great.
Pretty good.
Great.
Awesome. As this will be the first in-person meeting since 2019 for the Museums Association of the Caribbean, how excited are you guys for the 2023 MAC conference?
Definitely very, very excited. We have been, many of us have not met in person since we've been working these last 4 years. So my first time at MAC was in 2019. And since then, I've met so many other people, right, online. We've worked together a lot on many things at our previous virtual conference, and now it will be quite refreshing to see everybody in person and some of whom we'll meet for the first time.
That's amazing. Go ahead, Douglas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I just want to reinforce that because it's been so hard over the past couple of years, especially when you're in academia and education, to not be able to connect with people personally. A lot of the ways that teachers actually connect with other teachers, other professionals, is through conferences. And so that's become, well, I mean, people did some virtual conferences, but that's not quite the same as being able to sit down, have dinner with someone and just discuss all kinds of intellectual topics and things you're working on, research and so on, in an informal way. And I think this conference will allow that. There'll be time for people to get together. We'll have the official program, but there'll be time after that to get together and speak with other people that have the same interests that you have. And so I think that's one of the most important things of the conference, really.
Nice. So tell us a bit about what is the Museums Association of the Caribbean.
Sure. I'm also going to go ahead and start and say I'm actually the outgoing vice president. I was vice president until December. We have two new co-chairs, Shani Roper and Elena Strong. So you'll be hearing much more from them throughout this conference. But yes, the Museums Association of the Caribbean, we're a nonprofit organization set up to help museums and museum professionals in the region connect, right? Connect, share resources, share experiences. Just know that you are not alone, right? When we get together in these conferences, my experience before has been such that you feel like one person from each country got to make it together, and that's the moment they get to connect with others, like, they are similar, going through similar difficulties and also striving for success in different areas, and just to really connect academically, but also personal level. I feel like when it comes to museums, we have other larger international organizations that are great. They're a great guide, but what MAC does for us in the region is really, really let us connect with the issues that are very relevant to us here. So we have been doing this now for over 30 years, and it's amazing to see how much it's grown. In particular now, I can tell you, we are working towards being more inclusive as far as our linguistic regions that we cover and the events that we cover. So we have a lot of events in the English-speaking Caribbean, but our previous one was in the French-speaking Caribbean and Martinique. And we're trying to expand more so that we include more of the Spanish-speaking and Dutch-speaking as well. That's in a very tiny nutshell what we do, but the connections that people make through the association last quite a long time, and they're really significant.
I love that. It seems like it's very significant work that's being done within and for the diaspora. With that, Who do you think should be in attendance at the conference?
Okay, well, the folks who will be presenting at the conference are a wide range of museum professionals. You've got historians, you've got archaeologists, folks working in different topics related to identity, related to advocacy, related to the transformations that are happening in the museums. The topic of decolonization is definitely one we'll be seeing as well. I know we're hoping to get some students to be able to join us, but this is truly for anybody who is interested in learning about and connecting with folks who are doing this research and work on Caribbean museums. Whether you work in the region or not, we tend to have a lot of folks who join us from the US or from Europe as well. So yes, I think this is being that our area is very interdisciplinary as well, it brings a nice wide range of folks. I'm an education researcher at a museum, and I work with historians and archaeologists as well. And all of those folks get quite a lot of it. I should also mention artists. We do have quite a few artists who also have joined from time to time, and we always look for ways to connect them.
I love that. I just want to give a huge shout out. Congratulations to the entire MAC board and all of the conference hosts. Could you share with us some of the conference sponsors and also maybe some information on some of the other conference hosts that haven't made it to Blank Canvas as yet?
Doug, do you want to take that one, or would you like me to go ahead and?
No, go ahead. I think
Okay.
I'll follow with
No problem. No problem. So, our main hosts, also the venues where this will take place, will be the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, the New University of the Bahamas, and the Antiquities and Monuments Museum Corporation. No? To do all of this, I cannot not mention the fact that we get a lot of support from the National Museum of African American History and Culture, as well as from the Our Shared Future Reckon and Reckoning with Our Racial Past Initiative out of DC. This is Smithsonian, who has given us a lot of support. Thanks to them, we're able to, do a lot. So we're very thankful. Yeah, those are our main hosts. We have a number of other partners as well. I don't want to leave anyone out, so I'm just looking on our list
Take your
here.
time, take your time.
Yes. There's there's of course Bank of America. There's Bahamar out in Bahamas. There is, well, we already mentioned the museum, The Current, right? Expressive Collaborations and Creative House of Opportunities as well. And yeah, pretty much these altogether, we are all doing a little or a lot to get all of this come together for you to join us on March 1st. We're very excited for that upcoming date. And as you can imagine, there's tons going on behind the scenes right now.
I love it. I feel like always coming up to awards, the opening of any conference, you can just like feel the energy, and then the biggest thing is going to be at the last minute, what am I going to wear? Because it's like we plan every part of it except and anything for ourselves, right?
Exactly.
Well, I'm pretty sure that there are lots of extraordinary events and socials that are slated for the event. I guess we'll talk about that right after the break. But before we go, could you rehash some of the themes that will be discussed during some of the panel discussions?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
Sure, I'll go ahead and take that one because it's one of the big attractions of this conference and working with MAC is just the really broad appeal, interdisciplinary aspect of the theme of the conference. And we have a number of people participating and very different themes from imagining the future of the museum to Sechan Lukayens, a new perspective, geoparks, embracing heritage, diversifying narratives inside the transformation of the Panama Canal Museum. So there's like very specific to philosophical discussions that will happen. It's really an exciting, I think, schedule for anyone to participate in and really I can't think of anyone who should not come, because the museum is really the repository of so much of our history. It ends up privileging certain kinds of information and people's history and so on. So it's really a key aspect for everyone to be involved in, so that we have a full, robust content in the museum.
I love that. That is, I think that is really powerful, because sometimes when conferences happen at this level and you hear museum professionals, they're like, I'm not a museum professional. I don't want to go. But then when I hear something like GeoParks, I would be like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are they talking about over there? I think it would be great to have the meeting of the minds, right? Just to have the meeting of the minds and hash out a lot of these topics, very much diving into why all of it is relevant, why all of it is timely, and how we all can be advocates in our own right. Are there any key panels that you guys are super excited to either hear or partake in?
Well, I can talk a little bit about one that I'm going to be joining. So along with some other colleagues, I will be in a panel where we'll discuss both the new definition of museums coming from the Caribbean perspective, as well as some of our results from our COVID follow-up survey that we did as MAC. And that I think would be very interesting for all of us, because the fact that we're going to have the wide range of attendees to really, really bring home that message that, you know, we have very particular needs in this region. When you're thinking of this definition of what is a museum for us, really, what does a museum do for us? What does it mean for us to go and participate in something like this? And then also looking at resilience within our communities, right? How are our museums doing? And at this point, we're really talking about how are they continuing on, right? Because that's what's more our focus for this current study. So we'll see.
I love that. Anything from you, Douglas?
Well, I think there's going to be some surprise presentations. I know that there's going to be some people proposing a new Bahamian museum. I'm not going to reveal any more of that, but that's definitely one of the content in the program. Yeah. We also have some really high-end speakers, I think. We have Tira Nodlovu. Sorry, I can't say her name very well. But she's a kind of a rising star curator, a Bahamian, and she's giving a presentation on exploring the power of digital museums. That's going to be quite interesting to see. And then I think the other one would be just thinking about how the community is involved in museum making. So there's a session on centering community and how that is part of the museum process. But there's a lot of stuff, really a lot of good presentations that have come forward.
That is amazing. So we're going to take a short break right now. To buy tickets, you can visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas or go online to CaribbeanMuseums.com/MacBahamas2023 for more information. Continue listening to NHEV's Blank Canvas, the show where we speak about visual art, culture, and the creative community. Stay tuned.